This patient's name is BDC Fombi. That's BEATYC. Last name is F as in Frank, OMBY. Date of birth is 2/27/45. Today's date for both patients are 9/27/26. Our patient is a 79-year-old woman who's been married to her husband for 43 years, period. They used to live in Costa Rica, but they moved back home because of medical issues, period. She's originally from Crockett, Texas. They live in Houston. She's been a physician assistant for years, period. She has never been a heavy smoker or drinker. She was referred to palliative and hospice care because of her increased confusion. Patient also has severe pain about the lower extremity, hip, and knees, and takes pain medication on a regular basis. She has confusion, decreased sleep, agitation. She's only oriented to person, has lost weight. Her activity involves sitting on the couch. Her husband moves her from couch to bed on a regular basis. Patient has had multiple ER visits because of falls. Patient's husband says that they're on first name basis with the EMS staff in their town, period. Patient also has had numerous falls, was diagnosed with TIA after multiple workup in the past. Medications includes Valium 10 milligram, 200 every 12 hours, PRN, promethazine as needed, 25 milligram for nausea and vomiting, trazodone 150 milligram, 3 at bedtime, buprenorphine transdermal patch, 20 microgram daily, ibuprofen 200 milligram PRN, morphine 15 milligram. She takes 3 tablets twice a day because of severe pain. Try Emthoprim, T-R-I-M-E-T-H-O-P-R-M, 100 milligram. One a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day. Metoprolol succinate, 25 milligram a day. Lidocaine patch, 5%. Minoxidil, 2.5 milligram. Half a tablet a day. Potassium 10 milliliter equivalents a day. Iron supplements, one a day. Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram a day. Multivitamins, one a day. Pyridium 200 milligram PRN and lactulose 10 gram per 15 cc's. One tablespoon daily for constipation related to her pain medication. Patient has been under care of Dr. Nash, pain management, and rheumatologist and a cardiologist in the past, but it's become very difficult for her to get to the doctor. And because of numerous falls, because of recurring urinary tract infection, the weight loss, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinency, patient who has been referred to palliative care. Family history, mom died of heart disease, dad died of old age. Allergy, penicillin, sulfa, amyosin, surgery, some kind of kidney stone surgery years ago, hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery, and some kind of abdominal surgery. COVID immunization, she doesn't believe in any kind of immunization. Patient's husband has had some full-time help, but it's becoming more and more difficult for her to be taken care of at home and also to go back and forth to physician's office. O2 sats 96%, pulse is 87, respiration 120 over 60, respiration's 20. Heart pulses, home pulses of 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck show JVD, skin shows no rash, there's no lateralizing symptom, moving all 4 extremities, patient's quite wobbly on her walking and standing up. Assessment, 79-year-old woman with history of dementia, chronic pain, related tumor to arthritis, degenerative disc disease, and osteoarthritis, has become weaker and weaker to the point that no longer able to get out of the house, go to the doctor's office. Patient also has had multiple falls, weight loss, decreased appetite, which has made her a good candidate for palliative care, and especially given her amount of pain and her discomfort, she requires regular visit to the pain management physician, but she's no longer able to do so, period. Nipirica. Her dementia has been worked up as to rule out any reversible causes. None has been found. The neurologist put her on Plavix finally. And she was told she has 50% blockage in both carotid artery, which is not significant for any kind of endarterectomy. Patient's confusion, new paragraph, confusion, decreased sleep are consistent with her advanced dementia as well. Given patient's advanced dementia, patient has most likely less than 6 months to live given her changes in the changes in her condition and her overall prognosis with the progression, with the natural progression of her disease. Next number, history of TIA on Plavix. Next number is chronic pain. Next number, patient may benefit from a fentanyl patch. We'll discuss with, we'll leave that per hospice medical director as far as patient pain management is concerned. Next number is weight loss, confusion. Patient's only oriented to person is unavoidable given her end-stage dementia. Thank you.